Let me lean on you, Lord.
You to lean on him, because then that shows that you recognize him as being God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can't do nothing without him. So lean on him all you need. Hallelujah. And he will fix it for you. Hallelujah. Sometimes we lean on ourselves too much. word tells us not to do that. Hallelujah. Because we get the wrong understanding about it. And cause ourselves to go into destruction. To God be the glory for all he has done for us. For this is another day the Lord has made. Hallelujah. The 18th day of January 2026. And we ought to rejoice and be glad that we're in this day. Hallelujah, because he could have left us in yesterday. But I'm so glad that he brought us back and kept us, Lord, up to this point today. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. This is a new year, people. New joy. New spirit. New love. Praise God. Everything new. That in the past is in the past. And you can't do a thing about it. Can't change nothing that happened then. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you can do something about what's going on right now. We can't do nothing about tomorrow. Right now. Because we're in right now. And guess what, church? When you get to tomorrow, we're going to still be in the now. Because okay, tomorrow keep moving on. It's not going to stop and wait for you to catch it. Because you left it, let it go worrying about yesterday. Hallelujah. Praise God. To God be the glory for all he continues to do. Give honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to all of God's children in the house. Praise God, to the choir, to the ushers, to the officers of the church, to every layperson, everybody's special, everybody's somebody, everybody's precious. Praise God, hallelujah, in the sight of God. And there's no big eyes and no little U's, or big U's and little I's, or whatever you want to say it. Praise God, everybody's the same. Hallelujah. And he don't love one no more than love the other. Hallelujah. But he give you assignment according to your ability. And your ability may be differently because he made you for a certain purpose. Hallelujah. And your ability to function is to be functioning in that purpose. Hallelujah. But we take care of charge and leave the purpose that he has for us and try to do our own. And that's when we mess up. God be the glory. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for the opportunity to stand. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord. From the book of 2 Kings, 6th chapter. 2 Kings, 6th chapter. And begin with verse 13. Second Kings 6:13. Are we there? Amen. Okay. And it said, go and spyware there where he is, that I may send him and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Okay. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than them that be with them. All right. Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of this young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. Ask somebody this question. What do you see? Okay, what do you see? We've been talking about God putting things in our charge. And we reminded you that when it's put in your charge, that means he put it in your hands. Okay? You need to handle it. And we were to ask what's in your hand. Uh-huh. And of course now it's asking, what do you see in your hands? Okay. You looked it over and found what you've been assigned to do, and what you may be doing. All of that's in your hand. Some of us may have looked in our hands and still seen things that we had last year that troubled us, or even years back further that has troubled us and has hindered us from doing what God has assigned us to do. It has hindered us from receiving all the joy and love that the Lord has sent your way. Because we are unknowingly, unconsciously, have brought some things over that we thought we may have forgiven people for. But yet it comes up and still hurts. And if it's hurting, then you haven't forgiven yet. You got to cast all of that stuff. Cast it to the Lord. And forget about it. Because once you got it in God's hands, that's settled. Okay? And you don't have to do another thing about it because God got it. And that's why he can able to say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So we need to know, what do you see in your hand? Do you see any old issues? Okay. That you thought you got rid of, but we just swept under the rug. And thought you'd come back to it later. And forgot to go back. And the lump is still there. Getting bigger and bigger. Hallelujah. So we need to know, what do we see in our hand? Is it in my hand? I'm taking charge of it. I'm either hindering it from growing or I'm messing it up to grow. I need to stop passing the book and know that what God has given me to do, I just need to do it. Some of us are like Peter. We're worrying about what somebody else is not doing. And the Lord told the disciples that go do one thing, and Peter looked back and said, Lord, but what about him? Okay. And God said, in so many words, don't you worry about him. I'm dealing with you right now. Okay, and he's not going to omit somebody that's supposed to be in that situation with you. They'll be notified too. But you may be putting somebody in the equation that God doesn't want in the equation. And that's when we really mess up. Because we are putting things in the situation that was not meant to be. We make things worse by saying what we see. I know the word said, but I see it this way. Your eyes are not all that good. Okay. Some of our eyes were good at one point, and later on down the road we had to get some helpers. Some of us had some surgery and we thought got them perfect again, but they're still not perfect. All right. Even with the surgery, they ain't good enough. Because you're taking care of the physical thing. And our spiritual eye is gone unserviced. Our spiritual eye has gotten clouded on the way. And we don't see things as well as we used to see them. We need to know that whatever it is, if we had given it to the Lord, we can rejoice. And the God we serve will make things all right. The God we serve will fix it for you. The blind man that Jesus healed after anointing his eyes. And he asked the man, what do you see? And the man answered and said, I see men as trees. In other words, I see men tall as trees. Jesus, knowing that he didn't quite see what he needed to be seeing, he seen more than what God put there. He's making things bigger than what it ought not to be. We see a dilemma in the house. And we blow it all out of proportion, making it bigger than what it is and taller than what it ought not to be. A mountain that you got won't nothing but a molehead. Okay. We got this issue of like and dislikes. I don't like this. I don't like that. Well, you're not supposed to be liking any of it. You're supposed to be loving whatever it is. Jesus said, you either love me or you hate me. I don't know where you get the like from. He didn't say, do you either love, like, or hate me? He said, love me or hate me. There's not a whole lot of other things to be pulled into it. You either do or you don't. And that settles it. But if you don't love, then you must hate. If you hate, you don't love. All right, so we must learn to love things as God loves things. God loves everybody, including the sinner. He loves everybody, including his enemy. And he told us to love your enemy. Pray for them that despitefully use us. We got to not like anybody, but love them. Okay? You put them on probation when you meet them. I met you today, and now you stand over there until I get time to know you. And once I get better to know you, then I know whether I want to love you or not. And then we'll tell people, I met so-and-so, and down the road I learned. Why do you have to learn to love them? You are not loving the person, you're loving the ways. Okay? And then we also tell somebody that I love them at first sight. But you didn't love them at first sight. You had to stutter them over. And what you're saying, I like the way they do things. Because they do it just like I do it. Now, if they're not doing the way you do it, then you don't like them. You don't love them. Okay? I like it, even I like cooking. I don't like it because that ain't the way mama made it. I want you to know ain't nobody gonna make anything like mama. But mama. Because mama is mama. And you won't find her nowhere else. Once she's gone, she's gone. And can't nobody bring her back. It's good to honor them. But don't expect everybody to be mama. Because everybody is a different person. And you got to take us with our shortcomings and all in one day, in one day. What do you see in your charge? We need to know that if God gives us a job to do, just do it. Don't look for a reason not to do it. Do without dissimulation. Do without pulling things apart. Love the person and deal with the problem. But love the person. Don't wait for a while to learn somebody. You're loving their ways and not the person. You got to learn to love the person. Okay, because our way is no way at all. God got the only way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The word of God said, Elisha prayed. And the Lord said, open his eyes. To the Lord open his eyes. What happened that Elisha, the king, wanted to kill him? The prophet of God. Everybody, because Elisha was preaching for God, and everybody else was going to preach to Baal or some other out of God. Okay, and they want to know, is anybody in the company that, or in the vicinity that is on foot for God? And they say, all of us are but one. That prophet Isaiah, Elisha, he is on the one calling on God. And the king then said, would you find him? Let me know so I can go to him. Well, time went on, and the man said, I know where he is. He's in Dothan. And so the army, the Syrian army, was there, he sent out to get Elisha. And Elisha then there in Dothan, and the young sidekick that he had with him, Elisha and his young helper, worked asleep, and he woke up early in the morning and looked out over around him on the mountainside. And the word of God says, the mountain was filled with horses and chariots and soldiers of those things that the king had. There were four of them, and Elisha's sidekick says, Master, what are we going to do? Ain't nobody but you and me. And all around us in the mountains, the camp was the Syrian army, and they're out there to take us to what we're going to do. First of all, and I said, don't worry, don't fear. Don't worry, church, whatever the problem might be and how grave it might seem to be. Don't fear. Because the one that be with us is more than that that be against us. Your problem is no problem as long as you put it in the hand of the Lord. Cast all your cares to him. Elijah said to the young man and said, they that be with us is more than that be against us. I don't see nobody with us. I don't see nobody going to help me. Sometimes we say, help me lift Jesus. I need somebody to help me lift Jesus. Well, I stopped by today to let you know that you got somebody to help you lift Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus will help you lift Jesus. His word is waiting to lift you up. And I see him now through the eye of faith. This young man saying that Elijah said to him, don't worry. They that be with us is more than them that be against us. So Elisha prayed, Father, open the eyes, hallelujah, that he might see. So he was looking with the physical eyes, but Elisha wanted to see through the spiritual eye. Through your physical eye, I can't do this. Through your physical eyes, I can't help it. Through your physical eye, I can't take no more of it. Through your physical eyes, I'm about fed up. I can't make it better. Through your physical eyes, I can't. But your spiritual eyes, need to be opened up and let you know that no weapon formed against me going to prosper. No weapon. You may form it, but God ain't going to let it prosper. Hallelujah, he's not going to do what you wanted to do. Hallelujah. So he wanted to know that through those physical eyes, you can't see what you need to see. Through those physical eyes, you can't see your helper. Your help, all of my help come from the Lord. Hallelujah. See, we've been looking at somebody else. I need Minister Bess to go with me. Hallelujah. But God said, go. You got what you need. You got me. And you got yourself. And you got the Father. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost. That's all that you need. You always got three going with you. You make four. And you got more than that. Because also you got angels going with you. David said, goodness and mercy is always behind me. Hallelujah. They follow me. Goodness. And that's just two of them. But I got other angels all around me. Hallelujah. Like, the man opened his eyes, and then he could see. Hallelujah. All of God's angels and camped around just them, those two. You think you ain't got nobody helping you, and they're praying for you. You think you ain't got nobody helping you because then you didn't see them. Well, I was going through and nobody come to see about me. Somebody was there. You just didn't see him. We got to start looking at things from the physical point and see it through that spiritual point. And then we know that I can do all things through Christ. Just look at me. What do you see? I see power. I see deliverance. I see victory. I see joy. I see hope. I see hope, love. I see power. I see the ability to overcome. I see myself, hallelujah, in the hand of God. I see myself doing the will of God. I see myself joyful all the day long. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. I see myself as doing the work of God. And conditioning. Hallelujah. And he won't allow no more come on us than we're able to handle. God will. What do you see? Hallelujah. The eyes opened and saw all that help God got with you. And you thought you were all by yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, you thought I'd, because see, if you had all that power on your own, then you say, look what I done. Okay? We get all the credit, and God did all the work. What I done, what the Lord done through me. Hallelujah. So, what do you need to know? What do I see? I see peace, joy, happiness. I see power. I see love, understanding, concern one for another. I see it all happen. Hallelujah. Somebody praying for me. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'm so glad that they prayed for me. Had me on their mind. Hallelujah. Somebody was thinking about you. You didn't know they thought about you. Hallelujah. Somebody lift your name up to the Lord and you didn't know they prayed for you. Somebody called out God, bless them. Hallelujah, bless the church family. Every day they're calling on God for you. God, take me and the church family through this day. God, do this and do this for the church family. Hallelujah, and God will do it. Because we need him. And we can't do it without him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you didn't see them doesn't mean they won't dare. Hallelujah. God had encamped about you everything and everybody you needed. Hallelujah. All he needed was somebody to stand. And then Elijah said to the Syrian army when it got there. This is not where you they are. They were in Samaria. Okay, but they had been Dothan at that time. This is not where they are. They blinded them. So they couldn't see. Okay. And Elisha, whom they were looking for, led them. How's that happening? They looking for me so that they can kill me. But here I am leading them. The work of God confounds the enemy. They wanted to kill him, but now they're letting him lead them. And he led them to Samaria. And then God said, open the eyes, God. And when it got open the eyes, they found they were in Samaria. And then the young lad wanted to know, Master, should we kill him? Then, but God didn't call you to kill him. He called you to help them. Don't smite them, but pray for them. Now, blindness had led them to this point. Open their eyes so they can see who it is they're really after. You mean it for me, but God means it for your good. Whatever it is, see the good in it. All things working together for the good of them that love God, who are called according to his purpose, not mine, not yours, but God's purpose. All things, everything evil is for my good. I can't see it. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. But it's for my good. And it didn't say everything was good. But it's for my good. It takes it to make it right. Because everything in a cake by itself ain't good. Not to your taste. And but vanilla flavor smells so good. But just plain vanilla flavor got a bad taste. And take a while to get it out of your mouth. But if you mix it with some milk and some sugar and stir it up with some ice or something, it tastes good. With two other items. And if you add some egg in it and some flour and sugar, stir it up, it will taste good. Now, it tastes good raw, but put it in the oven and let God get some of this stuff out of here. As the heat comes, let it bring some sweat from you. Let the heat drive out the impurities. Let the heat drive out those things that will be against you if you eat a whole lot of it raw. Let God bake it and make you what he wants you to be. Sometimes it got to go in the oven. Okay. The vessel is built and as they build the vessel, it sometimes mess up. Sometimes it had to be broken all over again and put back on the wheel. But even after get the raw shape that thing, you got to put it in the oven and bake it. Okay? To make everything turn out all right. God bless you.
Somebody pray for me, hang me on their minds, took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed.
God needs you to see. The gospel invitation was extended, no one came. We hope everyone is satisfied with your walk with the Lord. At this time, close out that last verse.
God bless you and have a smile upon you. The scripture said, I have not seen, ear had not heard, neither have been revealed in the heart of man what we shall be. Okay. God bless you. I'm able to present the Father before the precious throne of God. May the grace of God speak communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now. Now it's for forevermore. And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a blessed day.